From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A new 112th Congress is set to convene Wednesday after nearly 2 years of Democrats controlling both the House and the Senate, as well as the White House. NPR's David Wellner reports the House will soon be run by a Republican majority.
63 newly elected Republicans will be taking the seats of House Democrats who either lost in November or retired. Led by soon-to-be Speaker of the House John Boehner, House Republicans have two big items on their agenda for the start of the new Congress. They want to slash domestic spending that's not defense-related by more than a fifth, or about $100 billion. And they want to repeal the law expanding health care coverage passed by the 111th Congress. Neither effort is expected to go much further, since a Senate that will still be controlled by Democrats is likely to block such legislation. Republicans picked up half a dozen seats in the Senate in the midterm elections, raising their total in the new Congress to 47. Senate leadership in both parties will remain unchanged. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Republican Congressman Daniel Issa will head the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He says he intends to use his subpoena power to go after wasteful spending.
The sooner the administration figures out that the enemy is the bureaucracy and the wasteful spending, not the other party, the better off we'll be.
Issa told Fox News Sunday the White House should hire more accountants than lawyers to deal with requests for information. A powerful earthquake struck central Chile today. Paul Caruso of the U.S. Geological Survey says it had a magnitude of 7.1.
The depth was approximately 17 kilometers, which is relatively shallow, and the epicenter was approximately 100 miles south of Concepcion, Chile.
The Tsunami Center in Hawaii says it appears there is no threat of a tsunami. Officials in Australia say floods in the state of Queensland now cover an area larger than France and Germany combined. About 200,000 people have been affected. One death was reported. A woman drowned after her car was swept from a water-covered highway last night. The rain has now largely stopped, but some rivers continue to rise after days of precipitation. Pakistan's coalition government has lost its parliamentary majority, raising fears about its survival. Leaders of one of the main parties, the Karachi-based MQM, said they resigned to protest the government's poor performance. BBC's Alec McBull reports from Islamabad.
This marks a serious blow for the Pakistani government and could very easily lead to its collapse. The MQM says it's withdrawn from the governing coalition because of the administration's inability to reduce corruption and bring down inflation. It means the Prime Minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani, and his Pakistan's People's Party is now on a desperate hunt for new coalition partners.
The BBC's Alec McBull. This is NPR News. Officials in Afghanistan say the price of opium has nearly doubled in the past year. A blight had limited production in 2010. Officials fear that higher prices will encourage more farmers to grow the crop. Afghanistan produces about 90% of opium in the world. The opium crop fuels the insurgency. A prominent Kremlin opposition leader was sent to jail today for disobedience towards police. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow. The man was a former deputy prime minister under Boris Yeltsin.
Solidarity movement leader Boris Nemtsov has been sentenced to 15 days in jail. This after he took part in an unsanctioned rally several blocks from the Kremlin. Nemtsov was among 68 others who were arrested on New Year's Eve. Officials say Nemtsov gathered across the street from a sanctioned protest. Police say he was sentenced for failing to follow police orders. Russian news agencies say that the court refused to allow videotapes and recordings from the scene to be used as evidence. Nemtsov is a fierce Kremlin critic. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The Mars rover Spirit marks its seventh year on Mars tomorrow. It's been stuck in sand since April of 2009 and hasn't communicated with NASA since last March. The space agency doesn't know whether Spirit is still working, but sends Mars orbiters overhead daily, listening for a signal. It might be hard for a couple in McChesney Park, Illinois, to plan birthday parties for their new twins. The Rockford Registered Star reports that baby girl Madison was born at 11:59 p.m. Friday night, while brother Aiden made his appearance a minute later, Saturday morning. They're even born in different years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support